Good evening, it's Rabbi Mayevsky. I entitled the shiur tonight, Abraham, the Man Who Never Quits. And the reason I say that is we have a very interesting thing when we start begin Shmona Esrei, and we say the Birchos Avos, the first bracha, and it says Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. But when the bracha ends, the Chasimus HaBracha, the finish is Baruch Ato Hashem Mogein Avraham. We focus only on Avraham and what happened to Yitzchak and Yaakov at this point in time. I mean, we would think that if we're focusing on Avraham, and of course it's easy to assume that Avraham was the first, he was the beginning. But it's much more than that. We mentioned in previous years the word toldos. The word toldos is very interesting. These are the generations of, we translate it into English, and it says it by many people. It says it by Adam, it says it by Shem, it says it by Noach, Yishmael, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and probably a couple of other people, and sometimes it's Choser at the Tav, sometimes it's Choser by the Dalet, and we explain why in previous years. Some had a disconnect at the beginning of their life, and at the end of their life, things came together. Some had a disconnect at the end of their life, but at the beginning, it started off well. And, of course, Yishmael is Choser. It's missing the Vav at the beginning and at the end. And it's very interesting that we see that by Yaakov, of course, it started out. There was a disconnect because he lost the confidence of his sons, and he only focused on Yosef. But that's why it says, Ela Toldos Yaakov, Yosef. The disconnect, the Choser, was at the beginning, but at the end, they were all brothers at the end. And by Yitzchak, Ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, Yitzchak, the son of Avraham, there was that connection at the beginning, but of course there was Esav as well, and there was a disconnect at the end. Yishmael was right from the beginning, at the beginning and the end was no good, and various other things by Esav and various other places by Noach, we see the same thing. The only time that it's Mali at the beginning and end, at the end, is Ela Toldos HaShemayim Ve'oretz Behi Baram. When God created the world and he created mankind, only God himself has the ability to do something complete with Shlemus, perfection. And that is what we're talking about. But where are we going with this? And why I said what the Parsha is all about. What we're focusing on Avraham, the reason the Chasimus HaBracha is Mogein Avraham only, is relevant in this week's Parsha and certainly in next week's Parsha and Echaye Sorah as well when we hear of the passing of Avraham. It doesn't ever say, Ela Toldos Avraham. It doesn't use that expression at the end of Avraham's life, at the end of Yitzhak it does, at the end of Yaakov it does. For all the other, all the great people before this, it uses that expression, but not by Avraham. And one might wonder why. When Avraham dies, it says, Zokeinu Sovei Yomim, Zokeinu Visoveya, he died a very happy life. And what makes somebody feel totally satisfied with the life that he led? And that is to be somebody who keeps his pedal on the metal all the way to the end, his foot down to the floor from the beginning of his life to the end of his life. And that is what we're talking about. When we look at the story of Yitzchak, after the story of Yitzchak comes when Yaakov runs away, the story of Yitzchak in the Chumash comes to an end because he did not, everything that he accomplished was in raising Yaakov. And of course, the disconnect was with Esav, certainly. But nevertheless, his life in terms of what the Chumash had to say about him was totally over. He was blind. And not to say he became a non-entity, but there was nothing more to say about him because he lived a life not so much of obscurity, but he did not accomplish much later on in his life. Yaakov also, at one point in his life, when we see Vayeshev Yaakov, Bi'eretz Megurei Aviv, Bi'eretz Kanaan, and it says, Ela Toldos Yaakov, as soon as Yosef, as soon as Yaakov tried to kick back, he was 108 years old, and he thought perhaps he had lived and done so much in his life. He had accomplished certainly so much, been through so many trials and tribulations, and now he thought he could take it easy. Of course, we are told, Kofzol Olav Rugzol Shel Yosef, the story of Yosef happens, and then he has more trouble, and all the next 22 years are one of total turmoil and upheaval in his life until at the end of his life, things come back to normal when he's 130. He comes back down to Mitzrayim, and it says, Vayichi Yaakov Yeretz Mitzrayim, Shiva Esrei Shana, and then it says, Vayikrevu Yemei Yisrael almost. The minute when he was 130 years old, the last 17 years of his life, he once again sat back and tried to take it easy and not have too much influence on the rest of his family. He tried to take it easy and enjoy life that he saw finally all his children back together again in unison and whatever he accomplished, but he figured that this is basically he had accomplished everything he set out to accomplish in his life. Avraham was somebody who he started out from day one. He never gave up. He never stopped working hard. And what I mean is very simple. From the time that he realized that there is a Hashem in Shemayim that ruled, it was only monotheism that he brought to the world, the whole concept of monotheism that did not exist up to this point, he tried to instill that in people, but he was a loner. And he was even, according to some Mefarshim, it's not so much that he had to run away initially, because initially he went to Haran and stayed there for a while. He was there for 5 years with his father. That there's a lot of Mefarshim on it to justify the fact when it says that they were 430 years, when it says in Parshas Bo they were in Mitzrayim 430, then we have to go back to the Bris Mein Absarim, and when did that all take place? That's a very difficult concept, but the fact remains, if he was at that point in time, Nimrod and the other kings of the time wanted him out of the way because he began to have a following. Es ha-nefesh asher asu b'charon, when he left, he took a lot of followers with him, and that was a threat to the other people. We know that a lot of politicians, if they see somebody who's against them, begins to have a great following, they would rather that person would leave town so that they had that district, that whole area, that city, that country to themselves, and let him get out of town. And he was summarily escorted out, and he went to Haran. At this point in time, God tells him, Lolechas Arza Canaan. He gets to Canaan, but does he sit still and do nothing? He goes, God tells him he's going to give him the land, but he goes around from one place to the next. Of course, as we mentioned in previous years, he had the situation he had. He walked in on a war, and in other words, that's why he moved so many times when things were unsettled in certain areas. He kept on moving, but he never gave up, and God gave it to him. He didn't sit back and say, well, God gave me this land, and now I'm going to sit back, relax, and enjoy the fruits of my labor. I survived the Kivshon Ha'esh, and now God is giving me a gift. He's giving me the land of Eretz Yisrael, and I will stay here and stay. And that's it. But he goes, and we see one thing, that God wants to bestow upon him all of these great things, but there's one thing that he's leaving out. He goes with his father. He takes Terach with him. He takes Lot, Vyesrukusho, everything that Lot has as well. And God is not so much displeased, but wants to bestow upon him all these brachas, but he wants to do it lech lecha. What does lech lecha mean? It's not just letovascha, lahanascha, as Rashi says, for his benefit, but I'm telling you to go. I'm not telling lech lecha. I am speaking to you. I want you, v'agadlo shemecha. I'm directing it to you, not to Lot and not to your father. So you're going to have to, I said, lech lecha mi artzecha mi molaretecha mi beis avicha. You have left your homeland, but you took your father with you, and you took Lot, you took a piece of your homeland with you. I want you to disassociate yourself. So, Vayomas Terech b'Haran, it tells us, of course, we don't want to make it seem that Abraham abandoned his father 70 years before he died, but nevertheless, that's what God wanted from Abraham. I want to give you all these gifts, but I want to give it lech lecha, la'aretz asher areka. I'm doing this all for you, for nobody else. And that's why in the parasha it says, acharei hi parid Lot me'imo sono einecho urei. After Lot separated from Abraham, now he was ready to accept the full force of Hashem's bracha to make his name great. But Abraham continued, And you would think that he would relax, but even after Acharei Pared Lot Meimo, Lot was captured. And do you think that Avraham says, please, what could I do against kings? But Avraham had a large following, and he's able to gather 318 men who were willing to risk their lives for Avraham because he wanted them to. They owed him that much. Imagine a person that has that effect on other people, that they're willing to lay down their life for Avraham Avinu. He had that charisma. He had that ability that people saw in him. He just kept on fighting everything. He just stood for justice in every way, shape, or form. And even after, in next week's parsha, when you have the Maisa of Sodom, he prays for Lot. Even after he sees that, Acharei he pared Lot meimo, he still has feelings for Lot. It's his nephew, and he always felt responsible because Avram's brother, who died in the Kibshan Eish, was Lot's father. He felt somewhat responsible for him, and therefore he let him hang on with him. But nevertheless, he never gives up the fight. He's always willing to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and explain his point of view. When we get all the nisyonos that happen all the way up to the Akedah, to the next week's parsha, when we have the binding of Isaac, the Akedas Yitzchak, it's an amazing story. Again, it's Lech Lecha, it's get of the oil, Kim Nisah es Avraham, and he said, Tachno es Bincha es Yishitcha Mimeni, Lech Lecha Leretz HaMoriah. And once again, he's saying, I'm asking you to do it to prove a point. But this is the culmination. Avraham fought till the very end. In fact, even at the very end, after Sarah dies, he still, you would think that he finally had his son, that after Yishmael turns out the way he does, and he finally has his son Yitzhak, Kibi Yitzhak, Yikarei Lechazorah, he finally has what he can see as a future. He still gets remarried and has six sons. He wants to make sure that the world goes on. He never stops. He always thinks that there is a brighter future. And that's why we see, even by Yaakov, we notice one thing I mentioned many times, that the word Yaakov, the name Yaakov, he's called Yisrael. And Avraham, the future has never been written. With Yitzhak, the future has come to an end for Yitzhak. For Yaakov, every time when it says that Yaakov died in Parshas Vayechi, but it continues on in the Pasuk, and I mentioned previously that whenever it says Yaakov and Yisrael in the same Pasuk, Yaakov is about the past, and the name Yisrael is talking about the future. And the same way, because of Avraham's tireless efforts to keep the flame burning for Yiddishkeit, for his children, his grandchildren, his great, and for generations to come, keep that light burning. Whenever the Torah says Yisrael, it's talking about the future. And the same way, the legacy of Avraham has not been totally written. So it can't say Ela Toldos Avraham. The book is not closed on Avraham. He's Mogen Avraham. He's our shield. The same way is that the future of Israel has not been written yet. The Mashiach has not come yet, but when it comes, Yaakov is the past, Yisrael is the future. In the same way, the legacy of Avraham continues, and it has not been written. The book is not closed on Avraham. The book is not closed on Klal Yisrael. That is the ultimate message of the parsha. Avraham keeps on going. And when we say Shmon Esrei, even though we recall Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the foundation and our past, present, and our future, our shield is the Mogen Avraham, is the shield of Avraham Avinu. May we, in his chus, may we continue to grow, and may the Gula Shalema come in our day. Thank you and have a good evening.